Number 163. On ship. Many people have a romantic vision of seafaring in the days of sailing ships, thanks to Hollywood scripts, but the reality was quite different. Scurvy was a big problem, and sailors would load their ships with seasonal fruit whenever they could. The food was hardly scrumptious, and if it was scarce, sailors might just get a few scraps, as it might be necessary to scrimp in order to make the food last longer. The seams between the pieces of wood were rarely perfectly sealed, and water had to be constantly pumped out of the hull. The hull would need constant repairs, using hammers and nails rather than screws and screwdrivers. Scraggly sailors wearing seasonable clothing would scurry around the ship doing jobs. Nothing was thrown overboard, since every scrap of wood or cloth might find a use. It was important to wear good shoes so as not to scuff one's feet as one scuttered around the ship. As you scuttled around the ship, you might see a scruffy sailor scrubbing the deck. Below decks, perhaps you would see a sailor searing wood with hot tar to close a leak. You might see two people bump into each other and make scurrilous remarks to each other as they scuffled. If a boy scuttled into an old sailor, the veteran might put a scowl on his face and screech at the boy to scram. If friends joined in, there might be a scrimmage. Sailors holding scruples against fighting might intervene. High winds might come, depending on the season, tearing a sail. Then sailors would scramble up masts to bring it down and repair it with scrappy bits of cloth, scraping their knees on the rigging as they climbed. Below decks, it would be seamy and crowded, and impossible to be scrupulous about hygiene. Each ship would have a minister who would read scripture to sailors and take care of their spiritual needs. Sailors might have unusual skills. A sculptor might sculpt figures from wood. A man might be able to make a scythe into a useful weapon. Sailors would learn to read flags. They would be scrutable by any veteran. However, few would be able to scrutinize maps. The captain would do that with his cartographer. Their marks on maps would look to an ordinary sailor as if they had been scribbled. In the evening, the captain might scrawl a screed on the day's events onto a scroll.